This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Raymond Tongakar. A judge has spared members of Governor Jay Nixon's administration from testifying before a Missouri House panel investigating state driver's license procedures. Cole County Circuit Judge Dan Green issued a preliminary order today, blocking the committee from proceeding with the subpoenas. The order did not elaborate on why. The committee is looking into whether state officials try to implement provisions of the Real ID Act, despite a state law forbidding compliance with the federal proof of identity law. Kirksville City Council is considering a new anti-discrimination ordinance that would include sexual orientation. KBIA's Andrew Nichols has the story.
The proposed ordinance would make it illegal to discriminate in employment and public accommodation based on sexual orientation. It would also create a commission to enforce Kirksville's human rights statutes. Erin Mallon is the director of Missourians for Equality, the political action committee that supports the proposal. Mallon says it's necessary for the city to pass the ordinance.
It's something that's been long overdue for every city in Missouri and every city in America. The right time was, when Kirksville was founded. And so the sooner we can get it done, the better.
Kirksville's fair housing ordinances currently prohibit discrimination based on sexual orientation, but they don't cover employment or public accommodations. The Kirksville City Council is expected to vote on the proposed ordinance at its meeting Monday. Andrew Nichols, KBIA News.
Columbia Police Chief Ken Burton is calling for a teen curfew after two shootings occurred earlier this month. He announced his idea for a teen curfew at a news conference yesterday. The curfew would apply to any residents under the age of 18. But this is not the first time Columbia has toyed with the idea of curfew. In 2008, 5th Ward Council Representative Laura Nauser proposed the idea of a curfew in response to the 617 violent crimes committed the previous year. Nauser says she determined a curfew was not the appropriate solution unless it was coupled with an intervention program to help the teens who are caught violating it.
It has to be a multifaceted approach, and just giving a child a ticket or, a referral, so to say, for a curfew violation is not going to solve the problem.
Nauser says she's still opposed to a teen curfew unless it is coupled with intervention measures to try to keep teens out of the juvenile system. Tyree Bindham, who runs the Douglas Park Neighborhood Association in Columbia, says he is also against the idea of a teen curfew because it could lead to racial profiling. Chief Burton is expected to formally propose the teen curfew idea to City Council next month. St. Louis lags behind many other metropolitan areas in attracting immigrants, but a new effort is underway to change that. The St. Louis Mosaic Project was formally launched today. Its goal is to make the St. Louis region the fastest-growing metropolitan area in the U.S. for immigration growth by 2020. St. Louis is the nation's 19th largest metropolitan area, but immigrants make up just 4.5% of the region's population, which ranks 43rd. Governor Jay Nixon has signed legislation shielding pharmacies from requirements to stock specific drugs. Nixon's office said the bill signed today codifies the rights of Missouri pharmacy owners to choose not to carry certain products. Although the bill makes no mention of specific drugs, State Senator David Sater has said the bill was prompted by efforts elsewhere to require pharmacists to stock emergency contraception. Sater is a pharmacist and a Republican from the southwest Missouri town of Cassville. The bill passed the Senate 24-9 in April and received final approval last month by a 115-39 House vote. The legislation was opposed by some Democrats who feared it might be cited by store owners to not stock the morning after pill. The U.S. Department of Agriculture announced new federal nutrition standards for schools today. The new rule targets foods sold in vending machines, snack bars, and school stores. Columbia Public Schools spokesperson Michelle Baumstark says the Columbia School District is well positioned to meet the new standards.
We're in pretty good shape as a school district when it comes to that. They're giving school districts across the country a year to implement the changes. I don't think it will take us that long to be able to make a lot, whatever minor changes we do need to make, specifically probably looking at what our vending machines are doing.
Baumstark also says Columbia Public Schools are already well above minimum federal nutrition guidelines and that the district is supportive of the new policy. School districts will have until 2014 to 2015 to implement the new standards. For KBIA News, I'm Raymond Tongakar.